When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hello, everybody. My name is Madeline, and I'm joined today by...
Amanda.
And we're here with you for the next hour. We're going to be playing some great music. We've got all FemCon this hour, which is...
Yeah.
We did on purpose, so you're welcome.
I love women.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Oh, I'm Amanda. I'm 21, at the prime of my life. I'm from Calgary, just in case you wanted to know. The land of Jason Kenney, politics.
No, I cried a little bit about that last week. Because last week was our election, and it was awful.
Yeah.
So thank you, Edmonton, for all that you do for our political landscape and keeping the NDP somewhat alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Cool. All right. So we're going to go right into it. We're going to start off with some great FemCon from this last year. Mitski's Be the Cowboy album, which everybody loves. I don't think anybody doesn't like that album.
Mac DeMarco?
Ooh. Yes. What is his called? Like,
I think it's Enter the Cowboy.
Perhaps? Here Comes the Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then he also has a song called Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
collective consciousness.
I guess. You're fishing the same collective consciousness. We're going to start off with Mitski and then play off Cherry Glazer's new album, Stuffed and Ready. We're playing her song, Juicy Socks.
Yeah.
So here we go.
I just want
Mental health matters. Do you struggle with anxiety, depression, ADHD, bipolar disorder, sleep issues, or anything that is compromising your mental wellness? If so, book an appointment with Finlandia's integrative mental health practitioner today. Karen Ryan can help you with your symptoms, your challenges, and your goals, and will create a treatment plan specifically designed for you. Students pay only $50 for their first consultation, which includes a gift bag of supplements worth over $60 from some of the top health companies in the industry. Call Finlandia today at 604-734-7760 and let our team help you turn your mental illness into mental wellness.
And we are back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting on the unceded, ancestral, and traditional territories of the Musqueam people. And Amanda is here visiting for a weekend.
It's me.
So you've been here a lot.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing to do in Vancouver when you're here?
Well, I think I really just come here to like hang out with you and talk.
Good answer. That's what I was looking for.
Because it's so fun to be with you guys, and yeah, it sucks that we've been apart for like 4 years now, but it's so happy that we're graduating and we'll be together again
soon.
I'm here, so.
What's your favorite place to eat here?
I really like Virtuous Pie because they have very good vegan pizza and ice cream too.
Mm-hmm.
Meat is very good. Yeah, anything Cardinals. Vegan really.
Yeah.
Yeah, go vegan. Give me a smile.
Amanda, I'll let you be the vegan activist for this hour.
I'll stop now.
Okay. So what we're playing next is some Snail Mail and some Jock Tears. Jock Tears is a local band who play shows really frequently. I didn't look up if they're playing anything soon, but I'm sure they are. And they're super great. Two more FemCon bands. So here we go.
Yeah.
I something about when a jock cries makes me want to cry too. It's sad and it's funny to see muscle men feel blue. They're meant to be so tough, but even sometimes they've had enough. Zero love on the courts, sporting old short shorts and icy coach in hockey. Getting knocked out like Rocky, swing in the ring. Don't tell me there's no such thing. As a sensitive jock, tears in a headlock, a sensitive jock. Tears in a headlock, a sensitive jock. Tears in a headlock. Zero love on the court, sporting old short shorts, a baseball to the face. A tooth out of place, a swing in the ring. Don't tell me there's no such thing. As a sensitive jock, tears in a headlock, a sensitive jock. Tears in a headlock, a sensitive jock. Tears in a headlock. But when he shoots, he doesn't score.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
We're back. So we just played Heatwave by Snail Mail and Jock Tears by Jock Tears. Did you like that last song?
Yeah, I did a lot.
Yay.
I hadn't heard it before, but it's really cute.
Yeah, they're very cute. Last night we were discussing Kacey Musgraves.
Oh, my God.
And I think that's a discussion we should bring to air.
You're going to make a fool of yourself right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm just warning you.
Okay. Give us your argument for her.
Okay. Her music's just very good. And, like, it's not just good for country. It's, like, good music. And it's really fun. It makes me want to cry and dance.
And feel all the emotions.
Yeah. Now tell me why you don't like her.
I don't think she's that good. Like, I know that when I usually hear that people are, like, critical darlings, then I'm like, oh, then I like them, and then I usually do, because I'm in that mindset of, like, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried really hard, and I couldn't like it.
I don't know. I just think it's a lot of fun, and I think initially I was really hesitant to it, because I was like, this isn't what I usually listen to.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun. I don't know. I feel like if you don't like her, you don't have a heart, so.
All right. Thanks. Do you feel there's... Yeah, no kidding. Do you feel like there's a country resurgence, sort of?
Yeah, I'd say so. But I think it's good because it reminds me a lot of older country music, which I think is really fun. And I think it's a shift away from... I mean, Kacey Musgraves is very pop, but it's not... it's not Taylor Swift, which I like. And it's not, like, a man talking about how much he misses his, like, baby or his tractor or whatever.
True.
Which I really like.
Yeah. And I'm thinking of, like, Old Town Road, too. And, like, right? And how popular that song is.
Yeah.
And also that it has, like, a black man singing a country song.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, like, if country's going to be resurged, I think that this is, like, in the best way possible. Like,
right.
That different underrepresented people in the country world are, like, getting a lot of fame.
Yeah, totally.
From the country songs.
And you sent me that Beyonce country song.
Oh my
too.
God. It's like barely country. But yes, thank
you. It has
you.
A Dixie Chicks on it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's gotta be country.
Yeah. And thank you, Spotify, for finally putting Lemonade on, like, 2 years after its release. But yeah, Daddy Lessons is a song by Beyonce that's country.
Check it out.
So good. All right. Shall I play some more music?
Yeah, do it. I'm excited.
So let's do Funky by Primp, which is a local band, and then Velvet for Sale by US Girls. They're originally out of Chicago, maybe, but they moved to Toronto now. So some good Canadian content. Yeah. All right. Let's go.
Enjoy.
Yeah. The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Hello everybody, we are back on.
Hi.
So we just played Funky by Primp off their EP. I think it's just an EP. Half Bloom and Velvet for Sale from the amazing Napoleon Unlimited album by US Girls. Such a good album. I love it so much. And the song that we're going to play next is the one I've been most excited about, I think, this whole hour, which is a Linger cover by No Vacation.
What are your thoughts on covers?
I feel like they're either very good or very bad.
I agree.
Like, it's either blasphemous or a great, like, tribute to the artist.
Yeah, and I think this one's a really good tribute. It's, like, just original enough, but it's true to the one by the Cranberries. So yes. It's a lot of fun.
I agree. What's your favorite cover?
My favorite cover? I can't really think of one off the top of my head.
Or like a bad one, I guess.
A bad one?
Yeah.
Oh no, I can't think of any. I'm sorry I failed you.
That's
in this moment.
It's okay. That was improv, so we didn't have one
good
prepared.
Improv.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I think that a really good cover is Smashing Pumpkins, their Landslide.
Hmm.
It's, yeah, I feel like it's similar to this where it's still in their style, but a nice tribute to the original song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Also, I've been listening to a lot of the Cranberries recently because I've been watching the show on Netflix called The Dairy Girls.
Oh.
Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
It's so cool. It's they follow this group of high school girls in the late 90s while there's like the uprisings in Ireland and mm-hmm. stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Neat.
It's
Dairy
very
Girls?
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And they play a lot of Cranberries, so.
See.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yay.
Cool.
So let's let the people listen to it, I guess.
Decide for yourselves whether this is a good cover or not.
Yes. You can let us know after what you think.
But don't say anything mean or I might cry.
Good feedback only.
Great, thanks.
Okay, here we go.
Bye.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional territories of the Musqueam people. What we just listened to was a cover of Linger by No Vacation and The Body's a Blade by Japanese Breakfast. And Amanda, you have a little anecdote about Japanese Breakfast to share with us.
Oh, yeah. So if you go on the Japanese Breakfast website, they have this really cool role-playing game they put out where each kind of like, well, you have to play the main character, which is Jay Brecky. Also, the game is called Japanese Breck Quest, which is very adorable.
So cute.
But you have to fight these aliens on the ship. And what's really neat is that every different kind of room or stage of the game you go into has a different song off her album that's done in 8-bit. It was just really cool to listen to and really neat fan service, which I really appreciate.
So how can you play it? How do you get there?
So you just go onto the Japanese Breakfast like official website, and there'll just be like a little link at the top, and it says like game or something, and then click it, and you're on your way to lots of fun and happiness and 8-bit music.
That's really cute. I love that she did that.
I know. It's very sweet. And it's actually a really fun game, too. So I highly recommend. And there's lots of like cute little cameos in it. Like there's a little section where you have to get merch, and there's some Sandy Alex G merch that you pick up, and that's so sweet. And it makes me very happy.
It makes me really happy to know too that like the artists that we think are friends are actually friends.
Yeah. right. Wait, who's who? You're Sandy Alex G and I'm Japanese Breakfast. I think. No,
I don't know. What's the logic?
I haven't thought that part through yet.
Well, my new radio DJ name is Sandy Maddie G now, I guess.
There you go.
So, it's not. There's no way I can pull that off. But if you're assigning me that role, then I will take it.
Well, hopefully there's no lawsuit coming your way anytime soon.
Oh, my goodness. We do not need any lawsuits. All right. The next songs we're playing are from two Canadian bands. Woo! Men I Trust, that are out of Montreal. And your favorite band of all time?
Broken Social Scene.
Who are based in...
They're like... I think they do a lot of their work in Toronto, but they're kind of like a super group, so they have members from everywhere. Feist is in it, so Calgary. Yoo-hoo.
Woo!
I mean, yeehaw.
Good catch.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right, so let's get to it.
To used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked it for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. It's come back. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under my window.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
I liked how upbeat the soundtrack to that PSA was.
Yeah, bullying.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's the wrong tone. Let's talk about our favorite, or no, not favorite, like the best show you've ever seen and the worst show you've ever been to.
Okay. Well, I feel like both the best and worst show I've been to was last year. I went to a Broken Social Scene show in Calgary.
Very apropos with the song we just played.
And it was a really good atmosphere. Oh, well, that was the day Gord Downie died, which is pretty depressing, but it made it such that the atmosphere of the show, it was like really collective and really like we were all kind of in it together. Mm-hmm. But also the show really sucked because I stood behind this guy who was farting the whole show. So like I couldn't hear it, but he would like look around every once in a while and then you would just smell the like worst smell I've ever smelled in my entire life. Like, and this happened like once every 10 minutes for the entire show. So that's kind of a bummer. But
yeah. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's a good story, I guess.
It is a good story.
What about you?
I think worst is definitely real estate.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't say that. I'm going to their show.
I know. It's still good. But it's just like, as I was standing there, I realized that all their songs sound the exact same when I couldn't keep track of like what they had played and hadn't played already.
Okay.
And then also, this probably is just like unique to Vancouver, but nobody seemed that excited to be there. And like nobody was dancing. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a weird mood because like everyone was standing up, but like no one was enjoying the music.
I felt that way when we went to Snail Mail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
That was a weird crowd.
So, and then Parquet Courts is the best, I think, for like the same reason that everyone was just having such a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, maybe my hypothesis is that the crowd makes or breaks.
Totally.
The show.
Yeah. And if they're farting the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Definitely breaks the show.
All right. Let's get into some more music. We have Fixture Picture by Aldous Harding. And then A Lot's Gonna Change by Wiseblood off her new album. That is incredible. I love her so much.
Agreed. Good times.
Let's play it.
Enjoy.
A definite vibe. You can't be pure and in love. In the corner in blue is my name.
In the corner.
Fixture. See?
So that was Fixture Picture. It's not easy to say.
No.
By Aldous Harding. We were very chatty today, so we don't have time for Wise Flip, but you'll have to listen to that one on your own time.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, super good. But thank you for listening. Thank you for our Calgary friends for tuning in. Always nice to know that some people are listening, so that's great.
Yeah. And hi, Christy.
That's all. We love the shoutouts. And thanks, Amanda, for joining me today. I had so much fun.
Yay. Thanks for bringing me into your world of radio.
Absolutely.
I feel ready to start a podcast.
Yeah. We love it. So we'll turn it over to the News Collective for Democracy Watch. Thanks for listening.
Bye.